there have been a lot of developments this afternoon. It's also a good reminder to let you know that Insight airs live at noon and it rebroadcasts at 7 p.m. We heard earlier that the federal courthouse in Sacramento was shut down to appointments only as ICE officers conducted an immigration arrest, or potentially arrests, plural. We're still getting more information on that. We do have a reporter on scene and we'll get you updates throughout the day. Earlier this afternoon, California Democratic Senator Alex Padilla was detained and handcuffed in Los Angeles during an altercation at Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's press conference, and that is according to news reports as well as a video. So we're going to quickly bring in Blake Jones, co-author of Politico's California Playbook, to break down these developments. Hey, Blake.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So what can you tell us about what just happened a short while ago?
Yeah, so Secretary Noem was holding a press conference and Senator Alex Padilla was listening to the press conference. He said, you know, as you mentioned, there's video in which he started walking toward her, trying to ask a question. And, you know, men started pushing him back and, you know, he tried to take another step forward. And then he was pushed out of the room. He was forced to the ground and he was handcuffed. He identified himself while he was in the room as Senator Alex Padilla and, you know, said that was his name. The Department of Homeland Security is, you know, defending this incident by saying that they didn't know that it was Senator Padilla and that he wasn't wearing a Senate pin. But yeah, he was saying his name.
So he was handcuffed. He was not arrested.
No, he was not arrested. And he was, you know, given the opportunity to speak to Secretary Noem after that. And he actually just spoke to reporters, you know, under an hour, less than an hour ago. And yeah, he said that, he was not arrested, but you know, his message coming out of that press conference and the same thing that Governor Newsom has already said is that if authorities are willing to do this to a United States senator, then, you know, imagine what they are doing to, you know, like people in these ICE raids, basically what they've said.
What is Secretary Noem doing in Los Angeles?
Secretary Noem is there for, overseeing the, you know, the federal response to the protests that have been happening there and, you know, and the ICE raids that are, you know, continuing to be carried out daily, you know, not only in Los Angeles, but also, you know, up here in Sacramento, as you all mentioned earlier in the cast.
Hmm. I know that this just happened moments ago, but do you have a sense of what the response has been like to a senator being handcuffed and detained, even temporarily?
Yeah, there's been an incredible amount of outrage from sitting elected Democrats in California and also across the country. Nancy Pelosi called it an assault on, you know, on Senator Padilla. There are, yeah, I mean, basically every Democrat in the state almost has said something, you know, similar to this point. And they, you know, there was even, you know, I would have to check, but there was one Congress member, Senator Cortez Masto over in Arizona, who has already called for Secretary Noem to resign over this.
Oh, how is this fitting into the larger pushback against the government's immigration strategy and operations? I mean, as you know, Blake, so much has happened this week, but specifically focusing on California condemning and challenging the Trump administration, at least Democratic leaders challenging this. We even have a federal court case that's going to take place later today. How do you fit what happened to Senator Padilla into this larger context of what's currently unfolding?
Yeah, I mean, earlier in Trump's second term, the Democratic pushback to President Trump was pretty subdued, especially compared to his first term. But, you know, starting with these raids in Los Angeles, there was just, you know, a spark that was lit in the California resistance to President Trump. And we've seen just an incredible pivot, you know, toward, you know, a lot, you know, stronger pushback and resistance. And I think that, you know, this detention, or, you know, temporary detention and the, you know, taking Senator Padilla to the ground is only continuing to fuel that. I think that regardless of the outcome of this court, you know, decision, which is going to be whether there is a temporary restraining order granted for California stopping the deployment of the Marines and National Guard to Los Angeles. I think either way, we are going to continue to see more of this full-bore resistance to the Trump administration and, you know, a lot of outright condemning him rather than, you know, seeing California Democrats continue to avoid talking about President Trump.
You mentioned that the response was swift from Democratic leaders in response to Senator Padilla being handcuffed and temporarily detained following Secretary Noem's press conference. Have Republicans or the Trump administration weighed in at all?
Yeah, I mean, the Trump administration has, yeah, you know, again, said that they didn't know that this was a senator. And then actually just a few minutes ago, a White House spokesperson responded to this and said that this was a publicity stunt, basically, and that he had, you know, planned this and was happy to have the attention. You know, I have the quote up, but it was spokesperson Abigail Jackson said Padilla, you know, quote, stormed a press conference without wearing a Senate pin or previously identifying himself to security. She went on to say that Padilla embarrassed himself and his constituents with the immature theater kid stunt. So that has been the messaging coming out of the White House on this.
And you and I are talking just minutes before 1 p.m. So the reporting day is far from over for you, Blake. What are you going to be watching the rest of the day?
Yeah, the outcome of that court decision, I think, is going to be really instructive. I don't know that, you know, California is going to be able to stop the deployment of the National Guard here and the overtaking of the National Guard here. You know, they may have a better shot with the Marines. Just my gut. But yeah, I think either way, whether they are, you know, stopped or not, this is, you know, giving California Democrats certainly a lot to, you know, a lot to talk about, a lot to criticize. I think it's also going to continue to put the state's Republicans in a little bit of a tough spot because, you know, some California Republicans in the past have tried to distance themselves from Trump and, you know, focus on things like cost of living concerns and energy. And this certainly is going to force the conversation away from those kind of bread and butter issues.
Finally, in the last 20 seconds or so that we have, there are protests planned this weekend on Saturday. I've mentioned it multiple times, that No Kings rally in Sacramento, as well as other cities nationwide. I mean, we know what's to expect on Saturday. I mean, we don't know what's going to unfold, but we know when it's planned. Are you getting a sense throughout the state, throughout the country, that what will happen on Saturday, the No Kings rally, will be have a strong showing?
Yeah, I imagine so. You know, it seemed like some of the protests, I mean, not in, you know, the rest of the country, protests have already spread now to New York and to Chicago. You know, some of the protests, I think, had, you know, my sense was that they had died down in some California cities. But, you know, this incident with Senator Padilla is, I think, could kind of reignite some of that and bring out some big numbers on Saturday. But we'll see.
Blake Jones is co-author of Politico's California Playbook. Thanks, Blake.
Thank you.
That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Monday. And a note, Insight airs live at noon. We rebroadcast at 7 p.m.